Shas Illuminated presents the following shiur by Rabbi Avraham Krohn. Maseches Gittin has been dedicated Le'ilui Nishmas Shmar Yehu Ben Chaim.
Today's shiur is on Gittin Daf Yud Beis. We will start with a very chashuv inyan that's mentioned on the bottom of Yud Aleph Amud Beis, that the Gemara says, Rabbi Yochanan says, HaToyfeis LeBalchoiv B'makim Shechav La'acherim Lo'ikana. Toyfeis Dibur HaMaschil HaToyfeis LeBalchoiv brings down Shitas Rashi, that Rashi in Bava Metzia Daf Yud Amud Aleph says that the din that hatoyfes lebalchoyv b'makim shechav la'acherim loikana is only when the balchoyv did not appoint this toyfes as a shliach. Rashi says lav kol kamine, the person does not have a right liyos koyfets me'elov to jump on his own v'chav la'elu to do something to one person's benefit but to another person's detriment. Since that noisha, that malve, did not make this person a shliach litvois. So Toisus is medayik from Rashi, that Rashi holds that if Ruvain grabs money from a loive for Shimon, if the loive, let's say, owes Shimon and Levi money, so if Ruvain comes and grabs on behalf of Shimon, that's toifes lebalchoyev b'makam shechav la'achirim loikana. Rashi would hold that if Shimon made Ruvain a shliach to grab for him, then it would work. And Toisvis argues on the Rashi. Toisvis says, misvara, it should be the same, because if a person is toifes lebalchoyev, that is begeder zechia, and zechia is mitam shlichus. And if a person is not allowed to be zoiche for someone else, b'makam shechav la'acherim, so even if he was made a shliach b'feirush, even if he was made a shliach directly from Shimon, it's still not going to help. If zechia is mitam shlichus, so if zechia doesn't help, so shlichus shouldn't help. So what's the pshat in the Rashi? How does Rashi hold that a shliach is better than stam a zechia? That by zechia, hatoifes lebalchoy v'makam shechav la'achirim loikana? But if he's appointed as a shliach, then he could be koiner for one malve instead of a different malve. And it's not possible to say that Rashi holds zechia lav mitam shlichus, that zechia is in a different category than shlichus, because Rashi himself on Daf Tes Amud Beis says that zechia is mitam shlichus. The reason that zechia works is because there's an Anan Saadi, that a person would want you to be his shliach to get his chus for him. And Rashi in Bav Metzia Daf Yud Beis Amud Aleph says this as well. And Rashi in Chulin Daf Pei Gimel Amud Aleph, Rashi says beferish that the geder of zechia is mitam shlichus, because there's an Anan Saadi that he would have wanted you to be a shliach. So if zechia is taka mitam shlichus, so how could Rashi say that there is a difference between a shliach being toifes for Shimon as opposed to for Levi? Then stam zechia that we say toifes lebalchoy v'makam shechav la'achirim does not work, but if this toifes is appointed as a shliach, then it does work. So it would seem that Rashi differentiates between zechia and shlichus in this matter, even though zechia is mitam shlichus. And the hesber could be because what is the pshat that hatoifes lebalchoyv b'makim shechav la'acherim loikana? If there is a din of zachin la'adam shaloi b'fanav, what do I care that it's chav la'acherim l'chayra? It's within my rights to be zachin la'adam. If I want to grab this chayv, the money of the chayv for Shimon, so what is holding me back just because it's to the detriment of Levi? Why is hatoifes lebalchoyv b'makim shechav la'acherim loikana? So in the Tshuvas Rebbe Kiva Eger, in Chelek Aleph Simen Kuf Lamed Gimel, he brings that the Beis Meir said that it's Dehavi Ktsas Ke'ein Ein Shliach L'Dvar Aveira. It's similar to Ein Shliach L'Dvar Aveira, because just like we know that you can't be a Shliach L'Dvar Aveira, so the same thing over here, even though it's not exactly a Dvar Aveira, but if Shimon and Levi are entitled to money, and you're going and doing something that is to the detriment of Levi, that is similar to a Dvar Aveira, and Ein Shliach L'Dvar Aveira. The Ktsois HaChoshen in Simen Kufay, Sifkatan Aleph, brings that this is the pshat of the Pnei Yeshua as well, in Ksubas Daf Pei Dalet Amud Beis. However, Rabbi Akiva Eger says that he doesn't like the Beis Meir Svara, and the Ktsois HaChoshen says that he doesn't like the Svara of the Pnei Yeshua. They learn that it's not because of Ein Shliach Dvar Avera. First of all, this is not Mamish Dvar Avera. And also, there are shitas that Yesh Shliach Dvar Avera, Shammai HaZokin holds in Kedushin Daf Mem Gimel Amud Aleph, that Yesh Shliach Dvar Avera, Gezeira. So are we going to say that he holds Taifas Labal Chayiv B'makam Shechav La'achirim is Koine Loi Shamanu, that that would be the Shita of Shammai HaZakein? And therefore, if we're not going to say that the Svara is because it's similar to a Dvar Aveira, what could be the Pshat that Taifas Labal Chayiv B'makam Shechav La'achirim Loi Kana? And it would seem that Rashi holds that the answer is because Zechiah is a chiddush of the Torah, that the Torah allows Reuven to be Zoicha something for Shimon. Why does the Torah allow that? Because since there's an Anan Sahadi that Shimon would have appointed him as a Shliach, so the Torah says you don't have to go through the motions of actually appointing him as a Shliach. If there's an Umdana that you would have appointed him as a Shliach, the Torah appoints him as a Shliach for you. The Torah makes Zechiah mitam Shlichus. However, the Torah only intervenes if this is a clear schus. If it's a schus for Shimon, but to the detriment of Levi, so then the Torah doesn't intervene. The Torah doesn't make Reuven a shliach of Shimon if it's going to be chav la'achirim. And that's the lashon of the Rial Mandri here in our sugya. He says toifis labachayiv v'makim shechav la'achirim doesn't work because af al pi shezachin la'adam shaloi b'fanav mikal makim ein chavin la'adam ela b'fanav. Even though you could be zoicha for a person shaloi b'fanav, but you can't be chav for a person. You can't do something to the detriment of a person shaloi b'fanav. So here it's zachin for Shimon, but it's chavin for Levi, and therefore the Torah doesn't create here a parsha of zchia. If that's the case, we could explain Rashi svara that when there is a parasha of Zechia, so Zechia is working with the mechanics of Shlichus. Zechia mitam Shlichus. Instead of Shimon appointing Reuven directly, the Torah appoints Reuven to be a Shliach for Shimon. But that is all when it's not Chav La'achirim. When it's Chav La'achirim, then there is no parasha Zechia in the first place. Of course, if Shimon appoints Reuven as a Shliach, so even if it is Chav La'achirim, it works because there's a parasha of Shlichus. Shimon appointed Reuven as a Shliach directly. But if there was no Minoy Shlichus directly, it was only because the Torah is intervening and the Torah is saying you could be a Shliach for Shimon, then there's a Svara, Toifes Labachayev, Makam Shachav La'achirim, that the Torah doesn't intervene and therefore doesn't create the parasha of Zechia Bechlal in such a situation. So that could be the Hezber in Rashi, that even though we hold Zechia as Mitam Shlichus when there is a parasha of Zechia, but when it's Chav La'achirim, the Torah didn't create a parasha of Zechia in the first place. Toisvis continues and asks Akasha that how could Rabbi Yochanan say over here, Toifes Labal Choyiv B'makim Shechav La'achirim Loikana? Rabbi Yochanan himself in Bav Metzia Daf Yura Mid Aleph says that if a person is Magbia Metzia L'chaveroi, there's a lost object on the ground that's Hefker, and Reuven picks it up for Shimon, Kana Chaveroi. Shimon is Koina with the Hagbah of Reuven. That's within his rights of Zechia. Koina, Hamagbia Metzia L'chaveroi, Kana Chaveroi. L'chaveroi over there, it's also Chav La'achirim, because this was a Hefker Metzia. Levi and Yehuda could have picked it up as well, and Reuven is picking it up on behalf of Shimon. So if Rabbi Yochanan himself holds Toifes Labal Choyiv B'makim Shechav La'achirim Loi Kana, how could he himself hold Hamagbia Metzia L'chaveroi, Kana Chaveroi? And Toisvis says you have to say a difference between Metzia and Bal Chayiv. Rabbi Yochanan holds that since a Metzia Reuven could have gotten for himself, Ibai Zochi Lanafshe, so therefore it's within his rights to be Zoichit for Shimon. If he could have taken it for himself, so he could decide, I want to pick it up on behalf of Shimon. Aye, it's Chav for Levi, but it doesn't make a difference. Ibai Zochi Lanafshe, so Zochi Nami Lachavre. If he could have been Zoichit for himself, he could be Zoichit for his friend. However, by Toifes Labal Chayiv, Reuven owes Shimon, this person, this Loive, we said in our example, owes Shimon and Levi money, but he doesn't owe Reuven money. So Reuven couldn't have grabbed for himself. And therefore, if Reuven gets involved here and grabs for Shimon on behalf of Shimon instead of for Levi, so then we say Toifes Labal Chayiv B'makim Shechav La'achirim does not work. That's the teretz of Toisvis in the stira of the words of Rabbi Yochanan. However, the Ramban in Bava Metzia Daf Yura Mid Aleph says a different teretz B'das Rabbi Yochanan, and he says that only when there is a Chayiv, when money is owed to Shimon and Levi, then we say Toifes Labal Chayiv B'makim Shechav La'achirim doesn't work, because you are grabbing money that is owed to Shimon and to Levi, so then you can't take it for Shimon if it is owed to Levi as well. By Metzia, it's not owed to anyone. It's Stam Hefker. If it's Stam Hefker, so then what you're causing Levi is not a loss. What you're causing Levi is a Menias Revach, that he's not going to be able to gain a profit by finding a new Metzia. Therefore, in such a case, we don't say the klal of Taifis l'bachoyev b'makam shechav la'achirim. According to Taifis, the word is because you could have been zeichet for yourself. Migudi boi zachil l'nafshei. That's why metzia is better than Taifis l'bachoyev. According to the Ramban, the point is not that you could have been zeichet for yourself. The point is that it was never owed to anyone, and therefore it's not considered a hefsid. It's only considered a menias revach, and therefore in such a case, magbia metzia l'chaveiroi kana chaveiroi. There are two practical nafkaminas between the Toisvis and the Ramban. Let's say one Malve is Toifes on behalf of another Malve. In the case we said before, the Loive owed Shimon and Levi money, and Ruvain was an outsider. But let's say he owed Ruvain money as well. And now Ruvain comes and grabs. He's a very selfless person. He's not grabbing for himself. He's grabbing for Shimon. Is he allowed to? So according to Toisvis, we'll say in that case that Reuven is allowed to. Our Gemara says, Toifis l'bachoy b'makam shechav l'achirim loy kana. The answer is, Rabbi Yochanan himself says, Metzia he could, because migu di'iboi zochi l'nafshei, zochi nami l'chavrei. And in this scenario, Reuven could have been zochi l'nafshei, even though it's not Metzia, it's a chayiv. But he is one of the balei chayiv. He is owed money by this loyva as well. And therefore, according to Toisvis, in this case, he would be able to grab on behalf of Shimon. Masha Enkin, according to the Ramban, that would not be the halacha. According to the Ramban, soif kol soif, it's a chayiv, and when you're grabbing, you're being chav la'achirim, so the fact that it's iboi zachil anafshei doesn't help the situation. It's only by metzia, when it wasn't owed to anyone, then we say that it's only a menias revach. But over here, it's a hefsid mamish. This money is owed to Levi as much as it's owed to Reuven and Shimon. So Reuven can't grab on behalf of Shimon because it's considered chav la'achirim of Levi. The Rosh in Bava Metzia talks about this case beferish in the first parak in Bava Metzia at the end of Simen Chav Zayin, and he says clearly, like Shitas Toisvis, that the difference between Metzia and Choiv is because by a Metzia, Iboi Zochi Lanafshe Zochi Nami Lechavrei, and the Rosh says, therefore, if Reuven, who is the one grabbing here, was also owed money by this Loive, then he could grab on behalf of Shimon, exactly like we said in Shitas Toisvis. There is another nafkamina brought down in the Sefer Mishpatei HaTorah, Chelek Aleph, page Shin Yud. And that is, if someone wants to save a place for another person, let's say on a city bus, and in Eretz Yisrael, everyone is getting on the bus, and Reuven wants to save a seat next to him for Shimon. And now Levi gets on the bus, and he wants to sit there. Can Reuven be toifes this makam on behalf of Shimon when it's chav for Levi? Now, if there are no other seats available on the bus, surely Levi is entitled, because he paid for the bus ride, he's entitled to have a seat. But in a situation where there's many other seats, Levi will not have to stand. There's many other seats. But just Reuven wanted to grab this seat next to him for Shimon and not for Levi. What would be the halacha? So in the Sefer Mishpatei HaTorah, he says this would be tali on the Ramban and Toisvis. Because according to the Ramban, the key to figure out whether you're allowed to be toifes is it a hefsid mamish or is it a menias revach? Over here in this case, it's not a hefsid mamish. This seat over here is not owed to Levi. It's available for Levi, but it's not owed to Levi. It's just a menias revach that he won't be able to sit in the seat of his choice. If that's the case, it's similar to Metzia, and therefore, according to the Ramban, Reuven would be able to save this seat for Shimon and could tell Levi that he has to find another seat. Whereas according to Toisvis, the key is not whether it's menias revach or a hefsid. The question is it something that it's iboi zochi lenafshei and zochi nami lechavrei? And over here, Reuven can't be zoiche lenafshei this seat. He's only entitled to one seat. He's not entitled to two seats. And therefore, over here, if his grabbing is lamaisa chav la'acherim, if his grabbing for Shimon is chav la'acherim, therefore he would not be able to grab another seat for Shimon to the detriment of Levi. So al kopanim, Rabbi Yochanan says that there's a clear chiluk. It's muchach in Rabbi Yochanan that there's a chiluk between Metzia and Baal Chayiv, but there's a machloikas between Toisvis here and the Ramban and Bava Metzia, what the difference is. According to Toisvis, the key difference is whether it's Iboi Zochi Lenafshei Zochi Nami Lechavrei, and therefore even in the case of Chayiv, if it's Iboi Zochi Lenafshei because Reuven is also a Baal Chayiv, then he could grab. And even in a case where it's not a chayiv, but if it's not iboi zochi lenafshei like the seat on the bus, then he would not be able to grab that malkam for Shimon. Whereas according to the Ramban, the key is whether it's a menias revach or a hefsid mamish. And therefore, even if Reuven is a bal chayiv and it's iboi zochi lenafshei, still in the case of chayiv, since the money is owed to all the balei chayivos, even to Levi, therefore Reuven would not be able to be toifes for Shimon as opposed to for Levi, even if Reuven himself was also owed money, and the Ramban would hold that a person would be able to save that seat on the bus because it would be together a menias revach, not together a hefsid, and therefore it's similar to a metzia that we say hamagbia metzia lechaveroi kone chaveroi according to Rabbi Yochanan. The Gemara then brings the Mishnah in Peah Perek Dalet Mishnah Tes that Misha Likei des HaPeah, if someone who is not eligible for Peah is Malakit Peah on behalf of an Ani. So Rabbi Eliezer says, Zachaloi for that Ani, and the Chachamim hold that he is not Zachaloi for that Ani, rather Yitnanu La'ani Hanimtza Rishon. Who exactly is this person who is not eligible for being Malakit Peah, and he is the one who's trying to be malakit for this ani? So Rashi in Bava Metzia Daf Tesa Midbeis says that we're talking about Adam ba'alma she'enoi bal hasadeh. We're not talking about the bal hasadeh himself. We're talking about another well-to-do person who is not eligible for peya. An Adam ba'alma who is not the bal hasadeh. And Rashi explains, because in the sugya it says a svara, that it could be that Rabbi Lezer says that the reason that it works is not because in general hatoifis la balchayv b'makam shechav la'achirim kana, it could be ba'alma it's loy kana, but over here specifically the person has a migu that if he wants he could be zoicha for himself, and therefore he'd be able to be zoicha for the ani as well. So Rashi says that svara would not apply to the bal hasadeh, because the bal hasadeh can't be malakit for himself, because of the din that's mentioned at the end of the sugya, lahazi lo ani al shaloi, that a person, even if he's an ani, a person cannot take peya from his own field, he has to leave it over to a different ani. So surely the bal hasad over here is not eligible, even if he becomes an ani, he's not eligible to take the peya for himself. And therefore, when it says here that there's a svara of iboi zachi lenafshe zachi nami lechavrei, it must be, says Rashi in Bava Metzia, that we're talking about an adam ba'alma who's not a ba'al asadeh. The Tosis Harosh in Bava Metzia and the Tosis Rabbeinu Peretz are matmiya on Rashi, because Rebbe Eliezer's migu that we say over here, that migu di iboi zachi lenafshe zachi nami lechavrei, is preceded with another svara. You need to say migu di iboi mafkir nechasei, that he could have been mafkir his nechasim, because over here, after all, the person is not eligible for peya. So what does it mean that he is iboi zachi lenafshei? It means a two-step process. Firstly, he could be mafkir his nechasim and become poor, and after he's mafkir his nechasim, then he could be zoicha for himself, so mamela could be zoicha for his friend. But once we go through those two steps, then, frek the Tosis Harosh and the Tosis Rabbeinu Peretz, we could be talking about the Baal HaSadeh himself, because he also has that same two-step migu, that iboi mafkir nechasim, he could be mafkir his nechasim, and when he does that, he'll be mafkir this field as well, so he won't be the Baal HaSadeh anymore, and then iboi zachi lenafshei, so zachi nami lechavrei. So why does Rashi say that Rebbe Lezer's svara in our sugya, that iboi zachi lenafshei zachi nami lechavrei, shows us that we're not talking about the Baal HaSadeh? If you need the cheshbon of iboi mafkir nechsei to precede the cheshbon of iboi zachi lenafshei, so that could apply even to the Baal HaSadeh. However, Rebbe Kiva Eger, in his pirish on the Mishnayis, in Peah over there, Perek Dalet Mishnah Tes, explains, and this seems to be Shita's Rashi as well, that since at the time of the Ktsira, at the time when this field was harvested, it did belong to this Baal HaSadeh, it doesn't help at this point to be mafkir the field. You still have the din of lahazi la'ani al shaloi. That din is chal b'shas k'tzira, that once this field is yours, you can't be the one to collect payah from it. And therefore Rashi is correct to say that it has to be talking about an adam ba'alma, somebody else. And then you could say that once he's mafkir his nechasim and he becomes poor, iboi zach l'nafshi zach inami l'chavri. But by the Baal HaSadeh himself, even if he were to be mafkir all his nechasim, including this field, he still would not be eligible to take payah from this field, since b'shas katsira, this field was his. And the Ritva in Bava Metzia over there on Daftes says so beferish b'das Rashi, that Rashi holds it as a gzeiras hakasav, that since the field was ba l'chlal payah, once it came to the chlal of payah, and he was the owner at that time, being mafkir it afterwards doesn't help. Rashi Bayos does not stress that the Baal HaBayis that we're referring to over here is an Adam Ba'alma. Rashi says Baal HaBayis Ashir, and Rashi doesn't make clear if it means the Baal HaSadeh of this field or Stama Baal HaBayis, someone who is wealthy and not eligible for Peah. The Tosfos Anshei Shem in the Mishnayis in Peah assumes that Rashi over here means that it's the Baal HaSadeh himself. The Tosis Anshei Shem is in Peah Perek Hei Mishnah Hei, and he says that Rashi says in Bav Metzia different than he says in Gittin. In Bav Metzia he says Adam ba'alma she'enei ba'al ha'sadeh, and in Gittin over here Rashi says ba'al ha'bayis asher. It's mashma, it's talking about the ba'al ha'bayis himself. And if that's the case, he asks a stira in Rashi. But lemaisa, it could be that Rashi over here, when Rashi says ba'al ha'bayis asher, Rashi doesn't mean that we're talking about that this person is the owner of this field. We find in a number of Mishnayis and Peya that they use the expression ba'al ha'bayis just to mean someone who's not an ani, someone who's not eligible for Peya. For example, in the Mishnah in Peya, Perek Hey, Mishnah Dalid, it says, Bala Bayis Shahaya Oiver Mimakam Lamakam. If there's a Bala Bayis, someone who's not an Ani, who is Oiver Mimakam Lamakam, maybe he's considered an Ani because he doesn't have his money with him. But the expression Bala Bayis is just to show someone who is a Bala Bayis, who owns a house, and he's not eligible for Peya because he's not an Ani. But it doesn't necessarily mean that he is the Bala Hasada over here. And that's what it's mashma from the Maharam Shif by us in our sugi here on Daf Yud Beis. He says that the Mishnah is talking about Baal HaBayis HaMalakit Peya B'Sode Acher, a Baal HaBayis who is Malakit Peya in someone else's field. So he does call him a Baal HaBayis, even though he says clearly that we're talking about that he's Malakit B'Sode Acher, and it's not mistaber that the Maharam Shif would be explaining something different than Rashi in our sugi without pointing out that what he's saying is against Rashi. So it seems from the Maharam Shif that he's understanding that Rashi over here is not a stira to Rashi above Metzia. In both places, Rashi is referring to someone else being Malaki Tepeya, not the Baal Hasodeh himself. And Rashi above Metzia explains it a little more Beferish, that we're talking about an Ashir who is not the Baal HaSodeh, because of this Svara that we mentioned before, that if Rabbi Elazar says Migudi Boi Zochi Nafshei Zochi Nami L'Chavrei, it must be that we're not talking about the Baal HaSodeh, because even if he were to be Mafkir his Nechasim and this field among the Nechasim, still it would not help, as the Ritva and Rabbi Kiva Eger explain, because the din of Lahazi La'ani Al Shaloi is Chal earlier. Once there's a Katsira and he is the owner, he's not allowed to ever be the one to collect Peya for himself from this field. Toisvis on Yud Beis Amid Aleph, Dibur HaMaschil Ela, asks a question on the Cheshbon of the Gemara. The Gemara says a Svara, Bedas T'Chachamim, that over here it could be that it doesn't work when he collects, when he gathers this Peya for the Ani, even if the Chachamim would hold Toifes L'Bal Choyiv B'Makam Shechav La'Acherim in general is Kana, but over here there's a special Isser of Loisa Lachit La'Ani, and that's why it doesn't work when this wealthy person, it gathers payah on behalf of the ani. Frek toisus, there's a sugya in Tmura davdalad amid beis, that there's a machloikas by kol milsa da amar achmana lois avid. Anything that the Torah says that it's usher to do, e ovid mahani or e ovid loy mahani. If the person b'di'evit does that, and he did it against the Torah, do we say that his actions can take effect? I'ovid mahani, b'di'evit, it's chal, or i'ovid loy mahani. Abaya is the one who holds in that sugya, i'ovid mahani, and Rava holds, kol milsa da amar achmana loy savid, i'ovid loy mahani, and the halacha follows Rava. But Tosfos asks that there is, after all, a man da amar, Abaya, that holds, kol milsa da amar achmana loy savid, i'ovid mahani, b'di'evit, it can help. If that's the case, Tosfos asks, what's the pshat in the svara of our Gemara? That our Gemara says that even if the Chachamim hold ba'alma, Toifes l'balchoyiv b'mokim shechav la'achirim can work, it would be kana. Still over here it's not kana because of the svara, because there's an isser of lois alakit la'ani. Frek Tosfos, that isser is an isser l'chatchila. You're not allowed to go be malakit la'ani. But if the Torah says that you're not allowed to do something, still b'di'evet, i'ovid mahani, according to Abaya, so that issur would not be sufficient to explain why yitnana lo'ani anim tzarishayin, why you cannot be zoichet for the ani. L'chatchilo, you're not allowed to be, but why is it not kana b'di'evet? It must be because ha'toifes l'balchoy b'makam shechav l'achirim lo'i kana. So how does the svara of our Gemara shtim with that shita of Abaya of i'ovid mahani? And Tosfos says that even though in general in Kol HaTorah Kula Abaya holds Kol Milsa Da Amar Achmana Loi Savid, but B'di'evet I'ovid Mahani, over here there's a special mashmos in the pasuk. It doesn't just say Loi Salakit La'ani, but then it says that if you do it La'ani V'Lager Tazei V'Isam, you still have to leave it for the Ani and the Ger. Even B'di'evet, it's not Chal what you did, and that's why the Gemara shows that if it says Loi Salakit La'ani, it means that specifically in this case, even B'di'evet, if you have been malakit on behalf of the Ani, it won't work. The Noid of Yehuda in Madura Tinyana, Evan Ha'ezer Simin Kufyur Aleph, brings a kasha on the Cheshbon of Tosfos in the name of his son. that Tosfos says, Tosfos is asking that if you hold e avid mahani, then even though there's an iser loy salaket laani, still b'di'evit if you did it, it should work. You should be zacha loy for the ani. Frek the son of the Noi de Behuda, what do you mean? Over here, the person is trying to be zeiche for the ani, and zechia is mitam shlichus. He's trying to be a shliach for the ani, to gather the peya on behalf of the ani. If it's a dvar aveira, loy salaket laani, that the Torah says you're not allowed to do it, so ain shliach ledvar aveira. When does Abaya say in Kol HaTorah Kula i'ovid mahani, when it's not relevant to the parsha of shlichus? Stam, the Torah tells you not to do something and you go and do it anyway. B'di'evet, it could take effect. B'di'evet, i'ovid mahani. But if you're trying to work with the gather of shlichus, if the Torah says loy savid, that means the Torah is telling you it's a dvar avera. If it's a dvar avera, you can't serve as a shliach for that ani, because ain't shliach l'dvar avera. That's the kasha of the son of the Noi de Behuda. The Ktzais HaChoshen in Simen Kufay, Sivkot and Aleph, is mechavin to the same kasha, and he gives a teretz, because over here, who are you being a shliach for? You're being a shliach for the ani. So the mishaleach is this ani who you're gathering the payah for. The mishaleach, that ani, has no avera. He doesn't have an avera to collect it. He's allowed to collect peah. The avera is only on the shliach, on this wealthy person who's trying to be zeicher for the ani. The rule is, says the Ktzais HaChoshen, if it's a dvar avera for the shliach, but it's not a dvar avera for the mishaleach, then we don't say the klal of ein shliach l'dvar avera. Ein shliach l'dvar avera is only when it's an avera for the mishaleach as well. Since over here, the one who you're acting as a shliach on behalf of does not have the avera, only you, the shliach yourself, has the avera, therefore it would not be the klal of ein shliach l'dvar avera. That's what the Ktzais HaChoshen answers on the Noi de Behuda's son's kasha. If you want to see another teretz to this kasha, the Avnei Nezer in Choshen Mishpat Simen Samach Vav, in the Tshuvas Avnei Nezer, has an arichus to answer this kasha as well. L'chayra, we could suggest a simple teretz b'das ha-toisvis to the kasha of the Noi de Behuda's son and the Ktzais and the Avnei Nezer. And that is because why is it that ain't shliach l'dvar avera? What's the svara behind the din of ain't shliach l'dvar avera? It's yadua that the sma in choshen mishpat simin kuf pei beis sivkatan beis, and again in simin shin mem ches sivkatan chaf, explains because when you appoint someone as a shliach to do something that's an avera, there's a lack of gmirus das in the minui shlichus. I asked him to do it, but Yochel HaMishaleach Loimar, Savarti Shalo Yishmali. I thought he wouldn't listen to me. I didn't think he was being serious when he said, okay, I'll do it. I thought he wouldn't do it because it's a Dvar Avera, Divrei Arav, Vedivrei HaTalmud, Divrei Mishayman. I didn't think he was going to listen to me. That's the Svara, says the Sma, in the din of Ein Shliach Dvar Avera. In Toisus in Bava Kamadav Ayin Tesa Med Aleph, Dibur HaMaschel Nesonoi, it's Mavur Lehedya, this Svara, that the reason of ein shliach l'dvar avera is because I thought that he wasn't going to listen to me. But in a case where there's an umdana, you know that he's going to listen to you, then you don't say ein shliach l'dvar avera, ayin sham in the Tosfos. If that's the case, then our Tosfos is meyushev kamin chaymer, because Tosfos here is discussing an interesting type of shlichus, a zechia, a shlichus without a minui shlichus. The ani didn't send this person to collect for him peyah. This Baal HaBayis is doing it on behalf of the ani on his own. This is Zechiah, that's mitam shlichus. But Zechiah is a shlichus without a minu shlichus, without being appointed. The Torah appoints you as a shliach, because Anan Sahadi, that the person would have appointed you as a shliach. As we mentioned earlier, Zechiah is a shlichus without a minu shlichus. If that's the case, the whole concept of ein shliach advar avera doesn't apply by Zechiah. If the whole chisaron of ein shliach advar avera is because there's a lacking in the minu shlichus, because I didn't think you're going to do it, that's only when a human being appoints the shliach as a shliach. But if the Torah is appointing you as a shliach with the new parsha called Zechiah, then there is no svara that I didn't think you were going to do it. It's automatic that the Torah allows you to be zoiche if it's a schus for the one who you're acting on behalf of. And if that's the case, Tosfos is correct to assume that over here there wouldn't be a parsha of ein shliach l'dvar avera, and therefore according to Shitas Abaya that he ovid mahani, even if there would be an avera l'chatchila of lo salaket l'ani, still the pashtus would be that b'di'evit it would work. The Ktzais HaChoshen who deals with this question is because the Ktzais argues on the Sma. The Ktzais later in Simen Shin Pei Ches, Sivkatan Yud Beis, brings down the Sma, and he's matmiya how any paiskim could paskin like the Svara of the Sma. He argues very strongly on the Svara of the Sma. That's why the Ketzois HaChoshen was bothered by this question and said, even by Zechiah, if it's mitam shlichus, then there should be a klal of ein shliach advar avera. But if you hold like the Sma, then you don't have this kasha of the Ketzois, because by Zechiah you can't apply the concept of ein shliach advar avera bechlal. As a matter of fact, the answer that the Ketzois HaChoshen suggested, that we just mentioned a minute ago, that when the Mishaleach does not have an Avera, then we don't say Ein Shliach Ledvar Avera. That Svara itself is only with the Ketzois L'shitasai and doesn't stem with the Sma. According to the Sma, that the reason that Ein Shliach Ledvar Avera is because I didn't think he was going to listen to me, that all depends whether the Shliach has an Avera. If the Shliach has an Avera, I didn't think he was going to listen to me to do something that's a Dvar Avera for him. It shouldn't depend at all if the Mishaleach is Mitzuva or not. The Ketzois HaChoshen, who says that if the Mishaleach doesn't have an Avera, then we won't say Ein Shliach Ledvar Avera, that's all based on his understanding that there's a din of Ein Shliach Ledvar Avera, not because there's some chisaron in the Minui Shlichus that he didn't think that the Shliach was going to listen to him, but stam there's a Gzeres HaKosev that Ein Shliach Ledvar Avera. So according to the Sma, you wouldn't be able to answer this question like the Ketzois, because even if the Mishaleach is not Mitzuva, as long as the Shliach is Mitzuva on this Avera, then you should say Ein Shliach Ledvar Avera. But Mineu Bei, according to the Svara of the Sma himself, then the question of the Ketzois HaChoshen doesn't start off. Because over here, we're not talking about Shlichus Bechlal, we're talking about Zechiah. By Zechiah, there is no Minui Shlichus. It's an automatic Shlichus that the Torah appoints him as a Shliach. If that's the case, the whole Chisaron of Savarti Shelo Yishmali, I thought he wasn't going to listen to me, does not take effect, does not apply here. And therefore, by Zechiah, Taisvus ignores the Svara of Ein Shliach Ledvar Avera and says that according to Abaya, if we say in general, and here too, b'di'eved, if even though there was an avera lo salakit la'ani, but b'di'eved it should be chal, and that's why Tosis has to answer his kasha that specifically there's a mashmas in the pasuk that if you do this avera and you are malakit for the ani, still la'ani v'lager tazav isam, because the gathering on behalf of the ani does not help even b'di'eved. The Gemara then goes through a whole arichus. Whether Yochol Harav Loima Le'eved Asei Imi Ve'eni Zancha, is an Adon allowed to say to his Eved Knani, Asei Imi, do for me Malacha, and I'm going to take your earnings, Ve'eni Zancha, and I'm not going to feed you? And the Maskana of the Gemara is that there's a Machloikis Amiram. We have Rayas that Rav holds Ein Harav Yochol Loimar Asei Imi Ve'eni Zancha, but Rabbi Yochanan holds Yochol Harav Loimar Asei Imi Ve'eni Zancha. It would seem from this discussion, and surely from Shita's Rav, that says that an Adon is not allowed to say, Asei imi ve'eni zoncha, that there is a chiyuv that an Adon has to give mezoinois to his Eved Knani. And the question is, can he take the Maisi Yadayim and say, Asei imi ve'eni zoncha, and I'm not going to give you those mezoinois? The Pella on this is that we don't find anywhere in the Torah or in any drasha of Chazal that teach us that a person has a chi of mezoinos to his Eved Kanani. Rashi in our sugya brings that a person is mechuyev to feed his wife. Rashi says that it's from the Tanai Ksuba, that it says in the Ksuba, Atehe yasva bebesi umitzenom in nechasai, you will live in my house and be fed from my nechasim. And the Makar of Rashi is from Ksubas Daf Mem Zayin, that it's mevur that part of the Tanai Ksuba is that a person is mechuyev to feed his wife. By an Eved Ivri as well, the Gemara in Bava Kama Daf Pei Zayin Amid Beis, and in a number of other places as well, brings a drasha that since it says the word imach, we learn out that the Eved Ivri has to be with you, and you have a chi of mezainis. Just like you feed yourself, you have a chi of imach, you have to feed the Eved Ivri with you. But by an Eved Knani, we don't find any pasuk or any Gemara that teaches us that there is a chi of mezoinos that an Adon has to feed his Eved Knani. So what's pshat in our sugya? Why would Rav say, what's the tzad in the Gemara, that ein harav yachol loimar asei imi ve'eni zancha? What chi of mezoinos is mechayiv him to feed his Eved Knani? So Rav Baruch Ber, in the Bircha Shmuel, Simen Chaf Aleph, explains for us the Yesod HaSugya, and says, ein achanami, there is no drasha, there is no pasuk that teaches us that an Adon is mechuyev to give mezoinos to his Eved Knani. However, we know that an Adon is allowed to be meshabed his Eved Knani to work, and he is entitled to the Eved's earnings, to the Maisi Adayim. However, this comes with certain gvulim, certain limitations. There's a hagbalah in the zchusim that the Adon has. The Adon is not allowed to tell the Eved to work until he's going to die from his work or until he'll become sick physically from his work. That's a limitation, Misvara, that we know that a person doesn't have a right in his Eved Kanani just to do whatever he wants with him. He has to be sure that the Eved Kanani remains healthy and is able to work and to give over his Maisei Yadayim. But there are limitations, hagbalos, in the zchus of the Adon. So says Rav Baruch Ber, the discussion of our sugya is the limitation of the zchus of the Adon to work his Eved and to take the earnings. If a person is allowed to work his Eved Kanani, and he's also allowed to take the Maisei Yadayim and decide not to feed the Eved Kanani. Basically what he's doing is making the Eved Kanani work until he dies from hunger. Because you're taking away his money, so he can't buy food. You're not providing him his zaynus, so he's not going to eat. So he has no way to eat. So basically you're making him serve you to the point where he's going to die birav. He's going to die because of hunger. That is a limitation, misvara, in the schusim of the Adon. So ein echanami, there is no chiyav mezoinus that's learned out beferish and psukim towards an Eved Kanani like there is by an Isha and by an Eved Ivri, a chiyav mezoinus that's said by Chazal based on the Tanai Ksuba or based on the Pasuk of Imach. But by an Eved Kanani, there's a svara in the limitation of your zchusim in the Maisei Yadayim of the Eved. And that is the lashon of the sugya. It doesn't talk about whether there's a chi of mezoinus. It talks about whether yochol harav loimar asei imi ve'eni zancha. Do his zchusim, does his zchus on the Maisei Yadayim include that he could get those Maisei Yadayim and not provide food? Or ein harav yochol loimar asei imi ve'eni zancha, because he has to be sure that the Eved Kanani will at least have something to eat. And that's the pshat. In Shitas Rav, Rav holds that the Schus HaAdon is limited. Ein HaRav Yochel Loimar Asei Mi Veini Zancha. What does Rabbi Yochanan hold? How could Rabbi Yochanan say Yochel HaRav Loimar Asei Mi Veini Zancha? So that's why Rashi says in the beginning of the Sugya that the Rav could say Asei Imi Melacha Veini Zancha El Chazor Al HaPsachim, that you should go beg at night. After you finish working, you should go beg on the doors, go to different people's houses, and that's how you'll get food. The Makar of Rashi is from the Gemara in Bava Kama Daf Pei Zayin Amid Beis that says that the Svara of this Shita is that you could tell your Eved, Avid Avid Ta Kuli Yayma, you should work the entire day, Ula Urta, and at night, Zil Sechar Ve'echol, go around, and then you'll be able to eat with that money that you collect. And Rashi there says that that's the Svara, the Taina of Chazar Al HaPsachim. So that's clearly the Makar of Rashi, that even Rabbi Yochanan agrees that a person is limited. You can't make your Eved work for you and then die of starvation. But Rabbi Yochanan holds that that's a sufficient Eitzah, that you could tell him, work for me, I'm going to take your earnings and not provide for you mezainos, but at night you could be Chazar al HaPsachim and therefore you won't starve to death. People will give you money. But Rav holds that that's not a sufficient Eitzah. Either we can't rely on the fact that people will give him money, or the Eved is not mechuyev to go through that Tircha and that Busha to go around to collect. And therefore you, the Adon, have to provide for him the food, because that's part of your limitation in the Schusei Maisei Yadayim, that you're only entitled to take his earnings if you provide for him mezainis. Rab Shmuel Rizovsky in the Shiurei Rab Shmuel in our Sugya goes with this Mahalach as well, and adds an important point that what's pshat in this claim, in this taina that you could say, Chazar al HaPsachim, according to Rabbi Yochanan, you could say that you could go collect and with that you'll be able to eat. L'chayra, we know, Mashekana Eved, Kana Rabbi. So whatever the Eved collects, Nochamal, that's going to go straight to the master, just like he could keep the Maisei Yadayim of the Eved. So Mashekana Eved, Kana Rabbi. So how is it going to help to be Chazar al HaPsachim? But says Rabbi Shmuel Rizovsky, based on the Yesoid that we just mentioned, that in this situation, surely we don't say Mashekana Eved Kana Rabbi on what he collects. Because Adarabba, the reason why he's telling him to collect is because your zchusim are limited. You're only allowed to take the Maisei Yadayim if you are going to provide mezainos. And Rabbi Yochanan holds that it's sufficient to say Chazar al HaPsachim. That's called providing mezainos, because you're providing the opportunity for him to go around and collect and keep it. So obviously in such a situation, we don't say Mashekana. Mashekana Eved Kana Rabbi. In general, his earnings that he's koine, Mashekana Eved Kana Rabbi. But the Chazar al HaPsachim, that's the loophole in the Schusim, that we say that I have rights to the Maisei Yadayim, but because I'm providing him mezainos through the Eitzah of Chazar al HaPsachim, there for sure we're not going to say Mashekana Eved Kana Rabbi, and whatever the Eved collects at night, he is surely going to be able to keep and to eat by himself. Tosfos Amud Beis, Dibur HaMaskil Shema Mina, points out that even though Rabbi Yochanan holds Yochel Harav Loimar Asei Mi Ve'eni Zoncha, that's only when the person could go around, the Eved Kanani could go around and be successful collecting. But in a Shnei Batzoiris, in a year of hunger where he won't be successful collecting at night, then Rabbi Yochanan agrees that Ein Harav Yochel Loimar Asei Mi Ve'eni Zoncha. And this is how it's paskened as well. The Rosh in Simon Yudalid and the Tur in Yerideya Simon Reish Samach Zayin paskened like Rabbi Yochanan at the end of the Sugya that Yochel Harav Loimar LeEved, he could say to his Eved Knani Asei Mi Ve'eni Zoncha. But they say that Hani Mili, if it's not B'Shnei Batzairas, but if it's B'Shnei Batzairas in years of hunger, then Rabbi Yochanan agrees, and then the halacha is that Ein Harav Yochel Loimar Asei Mi Ve'eni Zoncha. And the Pshat is based on what we just said from Rav Baruch Ber and Rav Shmuel Rozovsky, that in such a case, surely his chusim are limited. His rights are limited b'chlal, that when he says, when an adain can work an Eved Knani to the point that the Eved Knani is going to give the adain his earnings, and the adain is not going to put food on the table for him. Just like Rav said, Ein harav yochel loimar asei mi ve'eni zoncha, Rabbi Yochanan agrees in Svara that the adain can't leave the Eved without an Eitzah. The only thing is, that there's an Eitzah, Chazar al HaPsachim is considered a valid Eitzah, according to Rabbi Yochanan. But when we understand that that's not a valid Eitzah because it's B'Shnei Batzairas, even Rabbi Yochanan agrees to the limitation of the rights of the Adoin, and therefore he surely can't say, Asei Mi Ve'eni Zoncha. In the sugya, it's mentioned the Svara that Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel holds that the Eved could say, Oy Parneseini, Oy Hoitziya Eini Lecheirus, either give me food or free me. And the question is, where do we find a makar for such a tviya that an Eved Kanani could have? We understand in our sugya that there's a discussion of the Maisi Adayim going to the Adayin, and the Adayin having to give back Mezainis to provide food for him. But where do we find that an Eved could demand Cheirus and say, Hoitzieni L'Cheirus? What's Pshat in Rav Shimon Gamliel's Svara that the Eved could say, Oy Parneseini, Oy Hoitzieni L'Cheirus? And it's Mavur in the Taisis that we just mentioned, Taisis on Amid Beis, Dibra Amaschel Shema Mina, that the Tviya of Hoitzieni L'Cheirus is understood better according to the Shita of Rav, that Eina Rav Yochel Oymar, Asei Mi Ve'eni Zoncha. And Taisis has to say that the only way it stems with Rabbi Yochanan is because Rabbi Yochanan is Moide B'Shnei Batzairas, that Ein Harav Yochel Loimar Asei Mi Ve'eni Zoncha. But what does Taisis mean that Svara of Hoitzieni L'Cheirus is understood better according to Rav? L'chor, the discussion of Rav and Rabbi Yochanan revolves around Mezoinus and Maisei Adayim. Where do we see there anything about Hoitzieni L'Cheirus? But my Rebbe Rav Asher Arieli Shlita explained, based on the Yesod of Baruch Ber, is teaching us in the Sugya, that the aside of the sugya of Ein Harav Yochel Loimar Asei Mi Ve'eni Zoncha is not about a chi of mezoinus per se. It's about the limitations in the rights of the Adoin, that he can't take the Maisi Adayim in a way that's going to starve the Eved to death. And therefore he has to provide for him an Eitzah from mezoinus. According to Rav, that Eitzah is you have to put food on the table. According to Rabbi Yochanan, that Eitzah could be Chazar al HaPsachim. However, if the Avdus itself is going to cause a situation that he's not going to be able to eat, because as Rav Shimon Gamliel says, if I go around at night, B'Shnei Batzairas, people are not going to be merachim on me. They're merachim on a free person, but they're not merachim on an Eved. They're not going to give money to an Eved. If that's the case, my status as an Eved is good for preventing me from the Chazar al HaPsachim, is preventing me from succeeding to get food at night. If that's the case, Hoitzieni L'Cheirus, because your schusim in my Avdus is limited. Just like you're not allowed to work me to death, you're also not allowed to work me until I'm starving to death. And the only way it could be provided in Eitzah is if Chazar al HaPsachim is an Eitzah. But here, since it's not an Eitzah, because people are not going to be merachim on me, then I could ask out and demand to get out of the Avdus itself and say, Hoitzieni L'Cheirus, because you don't have rights to own me as an Eved if you're not going to provide for me a way of living. The Chachamim argue on Rabbi Shimon Gamliel and say, Ki Hechi, just like people are going to be a merachim on B'nei Chayrin, they're going to be merachim on an Eved as well. As Rashi says, the Shaykh b'mitzvahs ke'isha. So people are going to look as an Eved, as one of us, and therefore they're going to give money to an Eved. But Rabbi Shimon Gamliel that held not that way. He held that an Eved is not going to be successful. People are not going to be merachim on the Eved. Therefore he has a schus to claim, Oy parneseini, oy hoitzieni l'cheirus, either feed me or free me. Because if you can't provide for me the etzem food that's going to be my chiyus, then you have no right to be my adin b'chlal, and therefore, ra'itzieni l'cheirus. It's important to add that Rav Baruch Ber in that piece, in the Bircha Shmuel Simcha Aleph, points out that even though, as we mentioned from the Gemara in Bava Kama, Daf Pei Zayin Amid Beis, that by an Eved Ivri there is a chiyuv mezainos mamish, that it says the word imach, and therefore we learn out that there's a chiyuv mezainos, Rav Baruch Ber says that the truth is that there's two dinim by an Eved Ivri. In addition to the regular chiyuv mezainos, there's also a hagbalah, a limitation in the rights of the Adin, that the Adin is only entitled to the Maisi Adayim, to the earnings of his Eved Ivri, if he provides for him food. What's the nafkamina of this second din, of the limitation that the Adin has? L'chaira, the nafkamina is not just that he has to give him food. That we know already from the Chiyuv Mezainis, because it says Imach. So what's the haisafa of this added din, that there's a limitation that he can't say, Asei imi ve'eni zancha? And that is, says Rav Baruch Ber, because let's say the Adin of an Eved Ivri decides not to free him, decides not to feed him. And he says, I'm not going to give you food. So according to the first din, as far as the first din goes, that you're mechuyev to give him food, so the Adin is a Rasha. He's called a Rasha because he didn't give him food. However, he still gets the Maisa Yadayim of the Eved Ivri. And if he's makdish those Maisa Yadayim, the Hektish is Chal, because he has rights to it. He just has a Chiyuv Mezainos that he did not do, so he's called a Rasha. But Zakhtar of Baruch Ber, if there's a din by the Eved Knani, that by, there's a limitation of the Adin, that he is only entitled to the Maisa Yadayim if he provides a Makar of Chiyus, if he provides food for him, so then that din should surely be by an Eved Ivri as well. And therefore, by the Eved Ivri, if he doesn't feed him, it's not just a question that now he's called a Rasha, but now he's taka not zoicha in the Maisi Adayim, and if he's makdish the Maisi Adayim, that is not chal. And Rav Baruch Ber brings a raya that by the Eved Ivri, that there are these two dinim from a Gemara in Ksubis, Daf Mem Gimel, Ayin Sham, but al kalpanim, that is the nakuda of our sugya over here by Eved Knani, not a chi of mezainas per se, but since there is a schus that you have in your Maisi Adayim, and those schusim are mugbal, one of the hagbalis, one of the limitations of the schus that the Adin has in the Maisi Adayim of the Eved Knani, is that he can't make a situation that Eved Knani is going to be forced to starve to death, and therefore Rav says Ein harav yachol loymar asei mi ve'ni zancha, and the only reason Rabbi Yochanan says that he could say it is because it's considered a sufficient etza when he says Chazor al apsachim. The Gemara on Amud Beis says that when Rav said Hamakdish yidei avdoi oisai ha'eved loyve ve'oichel ve'oisa u'poireya, what it means is that the Eved should borrow money and then use it to buy food, and then he should pay back the people who lent him money, pachus pachus mishava pruta. Rashi says that then, in that situation, the hektish is not chal on the money, because he's paying back ad sheloy tetzarif ha-pruta, before it adds up to a pruta, the loichayil hektish apachus mishava pruta. Because there's a klal that hektish can't be chal on less than a shava pruta. Tosfos Dibur HaMaschil Pachus argues on the Yesod of Rashi and says that if it will be true that Hekdish is not Chal on something that's less than a Shava Pruta, it should have been mentioned in the Mishnah in Bava Metzia Daf Nun Hey Amid Aleph that lists to us all the things that are Tali in a Shava Pruta, and it doesn't say there that Ein Hekdish Chal Al Pachus Mishava Pruta. Therefore, Tosfos explains in the name of the Ri that specifically in our Gemara, the Das HaMagdish was only that it should be Chal on a Shava Pruta, not on any less. But Be'etzem it is possible for Hektish to be chal on something less than a Shava Pruta. The Tosis Rid in Sukkot of Mem Aleph Amid Beis holds like Shitas Rashi, and the Tosis Rid says he aside the chol midi she'eno Shava Pruta loy chashiv mamoin lemechal Hektish ilave. Anything that's less than a Shava Pruta is not considered mamoin, and therefore Hektish cannot be chal on it. Therefore, the Tosis Rid says, if you have one Hadas or one Arava, each one is not worth a Shava Pruta on its own. Therefore, Hektish can't be Chal on it. And the Tosis Rid adds that even if you have an object that is worth a Shava Pruta, but you're only Makdish in it something that the Harvacha, the profit and the gain of Hektish would be less than a Shava Pruta, then Hektish can't be Chal. For example, if someone owns an Esrig, and the Esrig is, of course, worth more than a Shava Pruta, but he's only makna it to Hekdish ad hachag, and after that, by the Yontif, it's not going to be belonging to Hekdish. then since the harvacha that Hekdesh has from this is less than a shava pruta, that is not a good haktasha. We see an important yesod in the Tosis Rid that when Rashi says loy chayil Hekdesh apachas mishava pruta, it doesn't mean that a cheftza that's not a shava pruta, Hekdesh can't be chal on it. It means that a hakdasha has to have a minimum value. A hakdasha has to be a hakdasha of a shava pruta. If not for that, it doesn't have a din of mamon. And if it doesn't have a din of mamon, you can't stam throw your things to Hekdesh. There's a rule in hakdasha that it has to be a harvachas mamon, that Hekdesh has to be gaining a pruta. Therefore, even if it's an esrig, which the cheftza is worth a pruta, still that would not satisfy the requirement of being a shava pruta. Only if you're makdish a shava pruta's worth in that esrig, then Hekdesh is gaining the pruta, then Hekdesh could be chal in this situation. The Or Sameach in Hilchis Erechin, Perek Vav Halacha Yutes, asks a kasha on the yesoid of Rashi, that l'chayra it's nistar from a Gemara in Krisu Staf Yoram Ad Aleph, because the Gemara in Krisu says that by the Minchas Ani, a flower offering of the Ani, Me'ikr hadin, it's chal, even on less than a shava pruta. It says in the Gemara, lav oirach ara, it's not derech eretz to do it less than a shava pruta. But me'ikr hadin, it would be chal, the din of the mincha would be chal, even on pachas mishava pruta. Frekta ar sameach, no carbon, a carbon zevach or a carbon mincha, could be chal unless the item becomes hegdish, unless it becomes kaddish first. If not, there's a problem of bringing chulin ba'azara. So obviously there has to be a haktasha on this minchas ani. So how could the Gemara say that the minchas ani could be chal me'ikar hadin when it's pachas mishava pruta? Rashi here in Gittin daf yud beis amid beis holds that loy chayil hegdish apachas mishava pruta. So that Gemara increases is l'chayra a raya against the aside of Rashi. However, it could be bedas Rashi that there's a difference between kedushas damim and kedushas haguf. Rashi over here is discussing when a person is being makdish something b'kedushas damim, the value of the ma'isa yadayim, that's going to go to Hekdesh. Over there, that Gemara in Krisus is discussing a carbon itself, which is kedushas haguf, that the flower of that mincha is going to be kadosh. There's a yesoidistic difference between kedushas damim and kedushas haguf, as explained by the Nesivis and Reb Chaim Brisker and a number of other Achroinim, that the yesod of a hakdasha of Kedushas Damim is a monetary transaction to Hekdesh. Just like you could sell something to someone else or give it as a matana, you can also give it as a matana to Hekdesh. That's a monetary transaction. Hakdasha of a carbon, Kedushas Aguf, is not a monetary transaction. That's putting in a chalois Kedusha on an item, on a chefza, and then it becomes kadosh for what it's supposed to do. A zebach is kaddish to be brought on the mizbeach. A mincha is kaddish for its dinim, for its hakrava. And that's the kedusha that you put in when there's a kedushas haguf. So if there's a yesoidistic difference between kedushas damim, because the way you're makdish it is doing a monetary transaction, a giving over of a matana to hegdish, to a kedushas haguf, which is not a monetary transaction, that's a chalois hegdish on the chefza. So it could be that Rashi's yesoid, that Rashi says lo chayil hegdish apachas mishava pruta, is specifically by kedushas damim, because the yesoid, after all, is as the Tosis Rid says that apachas mishava pruta is lo chashiv mamon. Therefore, if you're doing something which is similar to a monetary transaction, you're just doing it to hegdish as opposed to a hedyot, so it has to be the value of mamon. And specifically, according to the Hasbara that we said, based on the Tosis Rid, that it's not really a yesod in the chefza that the chefza has to be worth a shava pruta. It's that the hakdasha, the gain that Hekdesh is going to get from it, the profit that Hekdesh is going to get from it, has to be a shava pruta. So that's specifically by a transaction when you're awarding something to Hekdesh and giving Hekdesh this matana b'kedushas damim, then we say that it has to be at least a shava pruta's worth. But the kedushas haguf is an entirely different asiya. You're making a hakdasha on the chefza. There is no rule that a chefza that becomes kaddish has to be a shava pruta. The rule is that the harvachas mamon that Hekdesh has to be a shava pruta. But since the hakdasha of kedushas haguf has nothing to do with harvachas mamon, that is just making this item kaddish, therefore it could be that Rashi and the Tosis Rid agree that it could be chal even on pachas mishava pruta, and that would answer the Or Sameach's kasha, because over there by minchas ani we're referring to a kedushas haguf, that this is going to be la hakrava, this minchas ani is going to be brought as a carbon mincha Over there, there is no criteria that it has to be shava pruta. Even bapachas mishava pruta, it would be chal meikar hadin. Only lav oirach ara, as the Gemara says there, that it's not derech eretz that it should be less than a shava pruta. But meikar hadin, the hekdish of a kedushas haguf, could be chal even bapachas mishava pruta.
You have been listening to the shiurim of Shas Illuminated. Shas Illuminated is a non-profit organization dedicated to broadening the learning of those studying the daf worldwide. If you would like to make a donation or to dedicate a daf or masechta, please visit our website at shasilluminated.org or call 203-312-SHAS. You can also email us at shasilluminated@gmail.com.